WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. If you're a last-minute shopper still looking for the perfect Christmas gift, Lloyd Schwartz recommends a Bach recording.
Christmas can be the season to be jolly, but it can also be a time for serious contemplation and meditation. The greatest composer of spiritual inquiry is Johann Sebastian Bach, and Bach's deepest investigations into the meaning of Christmas probably lie in the cantatas he wrote for the holy services of that period. Cantatas are relatively short works for individual voices, chorus, and orchestra. Like poems, they explore a theme through a series of interrelated images divided into sections, like stanzas. These images might come from the Bible or from homilies or prayers. Conductor Craig Smith and Emmanuel Music, the orchestra and chorus of Boston's Emmanuel Church, are among the world's leading Bach experts. For the past 30 years, they've been performing complete cycles of Bach's more than 200 sacred cantatas as part of the service each Sunday. One reason the Bach cantatas may be less familiar than other Bach works is that so many performances of them have a kind of monolithic uniformity. What distinguishes Smith's approach at Emmanuel is his deep awareness of their underlying spiritual conflicts. He moves through Bach's shifting moods with extraordinary sensitivity so that each cantata becomes a powerful drama. Four of these Christmas season cantatas are on Emmanuel's first Bach recording. They range from the military splendor of winds and brasses depicting war with the devil to Bach's tender lullabies for the baby Jesus. Here's soprano Jane West and flutist Christopher Krieger with Craig Smith leading the Emmanuel Orchestra.
Thank you.
numerous Emmanuel musicians have gone out into the world and begun major careers. Yet many of them still love the sense of community at Emmanuel and return there often. You can hear this intimacy reflected in an exquisite freedom of phrasing. And these musicians don't seem to have lost their idealism, their spiritual center. If they are so convincing about Bach wrestling with spiritual questions, maybe it's because they themselves continue to wrestle with the same questions.
Lloyd Schwartz teaches creative writing at the University of Massachusetts, Boston. He reviewed Craig Smith conducting an album of Bach Christmas cantatas with the orchestra and chorus of Emmanuel Music. Coming up, Ethan Cohn of the filmmaking Cohn Brothers. This is Fresh Air.